name is Charlie Spell again, and I'm an old country boy from North Carolina. And I appreciate you, man.
All right.
Before I get started, just let me tell you a little bit about myself. I spent 21 years, 9 months, 16 days in the Air Force. Retired out of Dover Air Force Base. I lived in Japan for a couple of years, in Las Vegas and Denver. Lived in Korea. Speak a little Japanese, a little Korean. I'm an international brother. Konnichiwa. Genki desu ka? How are you doing today? Mm-hmm. And then you would certainly say Genki desu yo. But I had a great time, met a lot of good friends. My mother was kind of upset, frankly, because I had a scholarship. I used to be kind of smart when I was young. Mm-hmm. But I decided to join the Air Force, and you know, you got to make your own way, you know? But I've been blessed with some great parents. They both passed away. I have a beautiful wife. I have 2 children, and man, I have a lot to be thankful for. The Lord's really blessed me.
Okay.
Now let me ask you, ma'am, did you retire yet, or you're still working?
Still working.
That's wonderful. What do you do, if I may ask?
I'm in educational field.
Oh, beautiful. You teach?
I did, and then I got injured, bad knee, ankle, so now I'm to my back, and then I got in the 50s, so I had to deal with being an older person.
That's all right.
And feel young.
Just like a good wine, you better with time. Oh, it looked good. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, are you married, single?
Single.
Well, somebody's missed out. She's like a very nice lady.
Been married, but he had PTSD and we're getting no help, and I couldn't fix him because my name ain't G.O.D.
I know, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, man. This brother, what motivated you to call my commercial, or why is it important to get life insurance? And the reason I ask that, because, you know, some of my clients, you know, call us up and they don't update their existing policies. There are some people that want to get new coverage. What's your motivation? What made you send that call? Why am I sending it today with you, man?
2 years from now, I will not be employed by the school if things work the way I want them to work.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking for a different kind of job to stay young and finish my life and career out. And the only insurance that I remember having is a small policy and school insurance.
Mm-hmm.
2 children, and I want to be sure that when my life is over that they benefit and that life is a little easier for them. Well, I don't want to make a multimillionaire, but I want them to be comfortable.
Right. Well, I can appreciate it. So what I understand is that the reason you called a commercial because you'll be retiring soon,
mm-hmm.
and you probably have a group of time through work, and you don't need that burden when you pass on your children.
Right.
I'm going to leave a little bit for them to be blessed with. I'm going to take care of you today, okay?
Okay.
That, people, is the why. That's the hook. Well, I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to treat you just like you're my family. How about that?
That's
just
what?
Like you're my sister.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Brendan, and always use your what?
Pen.
Yeah. No, you just chill. You're the client now. You don't be flipping over the papers.
That's how they act. That's
no.
I'm trying to pretend I'm one of the women that.
Yeah, but I'll take control of that, Mr. Where I say important, and I'm thinking of sitting at the kitchen table.
Okay.
But here's our company. Our company is Senior Life.
Okay.
And it's basically called End of Life Planning. And we're based in Thomasville, Georgia. And I actually work out of the home office there down in corporate in Thomasville, Georgia.
Okay.
But Ms. Brendan, most people that I see are faced with a problem. And the problem is the high cost of death. And what we do, we provide help at the time of need for our customers. This is a good statistic here. In 2004, the average adult funeral cost about $5,500. Well, today, funeral, burial, and final expenses cost between $7,500 and $10,000 or more. And that's a lot of money, don't you agree?
Well, yeah.
I know that's right. Well, in most of my clients, when I see people that have a husband and a wife, most of the time their household retirement income can be cut by as much as a third with the loss of a spouse. And since you don't have a spouse, when you pass away, your income will be cut completely off, and that's what it is. Excuse me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Hold on. Let me get my thing going. Okay. Now you can go.
Hey, I got a phone. I can do that too. That'll help me. Hold
up. Ms. Brenda, and we provide help at the time of need. You know, in 2004, the average adult fee was about $5,500.
Mm-hmm.
Today, our funeral, burial, and final expenses cost between $7,500 and $10,000 or more. And that's a lot of money, don't you agree?
Yeah.
I also want you to know that most people that are married, their household retirement income can be cut by as much as a third with the loss of a spouse. With you being a single parent, a single lady, when you pass away, then basically any expense you have left is going to be on your children.
Right.
But I always ask my clients to think about their family. Your family's going to have to make dozens of decisions within 24 hours after you pass, oftentimes without knowledge of your final wishes.
Right.
Funerals are the third largest expense that your family ever have to be faced with after your home and your car. The funeral is one of the biggest expenses, again, that they'll ever have to face. Death is for certain, Ms. Brenda, but the cost of dying is really not. Mm. But here's what we know, ma'am. We know that since death is one thing that we can't predict, we can't prevent.
Don't know the day or the hour or the time.
That's right. We can't evade or avoid.
Okay.
We need to prepare when?
Right now?
Today. That's right.
Right now.
And we recommend doing two things, but before I go into it, let me share this with you. You know, Ms. Brenda, you'll be surprised at some of the stuff that I hear when I go over this. Sometimes I hear things like, I want to think about it. And you know, people that love their family don't really think about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hear stuff like, I want to talk to my kids. And I had a lady tell me that just a couple weeks ago, I want to talk to my kids. And oftentimes the kids don't want to make a decision about mama's death, only about her life. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have people say, well, come back next month or next week. But you know, the thing is, we don't know when we're going to pass.
Right.
We all know our day of birth, but we know our day of death. But people that really love their family take care of them now. Don't you agree?
Yeah, because you really don't need to put it off. So many things are happening nowadays.
That's right.
You really don't need to.
On the two plans, we recommend do two things to be prepared. The first thing is the arrange in advance. And we furnish all of our new clients with a free memorial guide to aid in pre-planning their funeral.
Now, is that thing that you write all the stuff in?
That's correct. That's okay. The memorial guide. That's the little book we have here. And I have one in my presentation. I said, now, this book is not designed, Ms. Brenda, to take the place of your will. It's just a handy tool to help your family when the time comes. And by the way, which one of your family members, one of your children, will be taking care of your arrangement when you pass away?
I'll let them do any meeting by tomorrow.
Which one is most responsible?
That's hard to say. One's 28, one's 29, girl, boy. He ADHD, and she calm ADDs. I don't know. I'm going to let them do any meeting by tomorrow.
Well, any meeting by tomorrow is good, but if you were to say in your motherly thing, which one do you think is most responsible?
That's going to be hard to know.
Well,
he worked the most, traveled the most, and do stuff, and she more, you know, stable as far as being in the same place at the same time, save a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. But she also so rigid and
okay.
flexible.
Well, let me ask you, are you going to leave to one of those people? Because I don't think that you want those kids to probably be responsible enough to take care of this. Who would you leave this money to when you die?
50 and 50.
And who is that?
Have, he can have.
Who is she and who is he? What's her name?
His name is Justin Alexander. Her name is Jessica Alexander.
Who's the older?
Justin is older by 16 months and one day.
We'll just say Justin just for illustrative purposes, fair enough?
Okay.
And this book here says, says, Dear Justin, and when I asked, I'm just doing what I do, right?
I got you.
Well, this says, Dear Justin, it says, realizing that death is inevitable and aware of the fact that the modern approach to this problem is to make preparations for meeting this eventuality in advance of need.
Okay.
As I have set forth this pre-arrangement booklet, my desires and other information which would assist you in arranging my memorial service.
Okay.
And all you do, ma'am, is have Justin fill out this. You fill out this, so Justin, I'll put down your name, your address, where you're driving
okay.
from,
okay.
any military service,
okay.
obituary information, people to notify, church
oh,
information, any, the clergy's name, we want the surgery off, we want the power bearers to be, we want your glasses on off, or during off. All this stuff is important.
Okay.
Any special notes, prayers, scriptures, poem for your children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And the last page says, for the purpose of relieving my family of making decisions and arrangement in the event of need, the preceding arrangements are my personal wishes and desires. And I want my son Justin to spend between $8,000 and $10,000. And you sign it notarized, so when that time comes, you give it right to the funeral home. Plus, we'll contact the legacy if I go with you in a moment
okay.
and go over that with you. Fair enough?
Yeah, I like
now,
that.
That little part I just did, guys, is just really me going over the memorial guide with the client. That's something that I do that I think that who gets this book, I said all of my new clients get this book, and I want you to go this weekend. That's called a test close. So I'm testing the waters. And if you notice also before I went into the arrangement of that, funny that I kind of told them some of the objections I hear most commonly from people, so she knows that I'm not going to buy that when she gives me those excuses. That's one of the ways, one of my secret weapon things, right?
I'm just doing it so y'all can see all.
But that's what I do. So you want to see how I do it. And it's really along the lines, as they said before, the presentation is a guide, but you have to insert your personality, but the more skill sets you get, those things you will come in your brain as you move forward. Fair enough? But down to the basic. Now, the second part of the plan is the funding advance, and We can help you apply for a state-approved whole life insurance policy that means cash to Justin to cover his your funeral, your burial, and your final expense. You know, Ms. Brennan, it has to be done, but don't make the most difficult time in your son's life even harder, because today's decision really is tomorrow's peace of mind. Last page.
So you got some plans
off of me? I sure will. I'm offering stuff I think will be very, very good for you.
And you think you're playing better than the other people knocking on the door?
Well, I'm not going to say who's better. There are a lot of great companies, Ms. Brennan, but I can assure you this, that whether you're looking for price or value, we have the both of them, and I'm going to give you the best plan that we have to offer. Is that fair enough?
That's fair.
Okay. Now, here's some of the features of your final expense policy. I always say your because I'm giving her possession. First of all, Ms. Brennan, this is a permanent whole life, which simply means you'll be protected from right now to age 100. Anyone 85 years old and under may apply for our program. Now, that doesn't mean that the policy stops at 85. That means as long as you're not 86 today, then we can offer you some protection.
Okay. Y'all do children?
Anyone 85 and under. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
We can do children, too.
I thought y'all did 40 and up.
Yes, ma'am. 85 and under. That's okay. Right. We have plans from $1,000 as high as $30,000 on our permanent plans.
Okay.
Pay double if you were to pass by accident. For example, you get a $10,000 policy, and God forbid you pass an accident, we pay your son Justin $20,000.
Okay.
The premiums never increase, nor do the benefits decrease. Now, this is not like AARP that goes up to 75 or 80 and cancels. This is a permanent plan.
Okay.
Ms. Brennan, the policy can't be canceled by the company for any reason except for non-payment of premiums. Now, ma'am, we don't come out to the house every month and collect those payments like they did back in the old days. You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
We simply let the bank take care of it. For our company discount, do you use a local or a national bank for your monthly business transactions?
I use a local, but it's a national bank.
Okay, well, you qualify for the discount.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the discount?
The discount is that you don't have to worry about no payment. It's a direct bill. It's
okay.
Going to be a discount because the bank is going to take care of it.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
The policy builds cash value, and it has a loan value.
Okay.
So let's say 5 years down the road, things get tough. You have $1,000 built up in your cash value. You need $5 to get a new refrigerator or whatever the case may be. You can actually borrow that money from your policy. So you got a $10,000 policy. You can take out a $500 policy loan. Now, understand that if you pass the next day, they're going to give your family $9,500 because you just took out $500
yesterday.
Okay, but it's nice to know that you need it, you know? It's there for you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Also, there's no medical exam required. You can ask a few simple health questions on the application, and I'll know the day what you qualify for and if you qualify.
Okay.
Also, Ms. Brennan, most of our policies go into full benefit immediately with no waiting period. Now, certain health conditions may require a limited benefit during the first 2 or 3 years. People with cancer, stroke, heart, all those things. And I'll see what you qualify for in a moment based on your medicines, okay?
Okay.
All right. But this is the most important thing, I think, on the entire page. Ms. Brenda, we pay most death claims within how much time?
It says 24 hours, but it says receipt of all necessary paperwork.
That's right. We pay most death claim within 24 hours of receiving all the necessary paperwork.
What necessary paperwork
be what? I'm going to explain that to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, there's no problem. No problem necessary. Why do you think we pay within 24 hours?
So, my son have money to get started taking care, because people don't like credit if they bury in people. They like me to come up with the money in my time.
Absolutely.
A deposit or something.
Well, we do that because when you're dead and in this casket, you see that?
Yeah.
And your children and grandchildren are standing around you.
Yeah.
They need to know that they have the money to cover the funeral,
right,
the burial, and those final expenses. And I know you love your family, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
And you don't leave this burden on them, do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we pay within 24 hours after we receive the necessary paperwork, which is simply a death certificate and a claim form.
Okay.
Another reason I share this with you is because when you leave this world, Ms. Brenda, it's going to be one of the worst days in your son, Justin, and your daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mama's gone. She's not coming back. So we provide this money the same way that you would if you were still alive.
That made me cry.
And that's the last gift of love we can leave our family, don't you agree?
I really do.
You know, it has to be done. And the choice is whether you do it today or you force your son and your daughter to do it later. And, you know, I always tell folks this, that nobody ever plans to fail. Sometimes we just get busy, don't we? Well, that's good. Let me share this with you. Before I do that, I need to find out what you qualify for.
Okay.
If I could, Now, are you on any prescription medication
at
all? And what are the names of those?
Topalol.
That's the blood pressure?
Yes.
And?
Water pill.
Was it hydrochlorothiazide or furosemide?
HCT.
Okay, yes. And where do you retain water at, ma'am?
They don't know yet. I always tell them, I think it's my hand because my rings are a little tight in the morning. Mm-hmm. They said my feet look good, my fingers look good. I said, well, that's somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he'll say, okay, let's just do a water pill. So okay. We do it every 2 days.
Did they tell you that you retain water in your heart or anything like
mm-hmm.
that?
Not. They said, that's good. I done did the echo and all that stuff.
Okay, well, then oftentimes you have a water pill that's for your feet. Do your feet ever swell up or your hands?
I just remember my finger ring. I think the fingers, because I told him my rings are tighter in the morning, mm-hmm. and it's a 7, and they just slide off. And okay. then he noticed it another time. So he says, let's just do a little water pill, push your pressure up just a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. So we'll say right now, then, since you say that to his heart, then we'll go with the standard with that.
Well, my pain.
But standard, because if we're in your heart or anywhere else, then it would have to be a limited benefit plan. But
gotcha.
I think that based on the way you look, you're okay. Your height weight chart is good. You take those two medications, are great. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get some rates for you. While I do that, I want you to watch this video if you would, please.
Okay.
It talks about the legacy and how we can help people. But while I'm putting out these rates, just watch this, if you would, okay?
Okay.
Well, we had a large family. There were lots.
And then what I do, while you're watching that on my iPad on my phone. I pull up, I use my iPad, I use my phone to calculate the rates, or I go to the paper rates, and I know where she retires from, where she's working at, and I'll sign to the official budget, I'll give her 3 plans. Calculating the race and everything, yes, sir. You should stop that. Yes.
Before we get
over none of that, you qualify one of my best plans.
Okay.
It's the standard whole life.
Okay.
It means it goes into effect right away. So that's a blessing. The first plan is the $7,000, which will pay $14,000 if you die by accident. The monthly enrollment that would be $50.12. $2 that going towards your legacy, so the actual policy is $48.12, but $2 going towards the legacy, where you get that casket vault container. The monthly enrollment is $52 or whatever. The $10,000, which you pay $20, would be $7.03, $2 which is legacy, and then the last one is $15, which you pay $30, would be $85.20. Now, Ms. Brenda, I'll hand it to her. While you're these open, let me get a little more information. The application is right here, so I'm starting to ink the app. I can see, ma'am, that you're not in the hospital. Then I ask the question, are you currently hospitalized, confined to a nursing facility, receiving hospice care, unable to care for yourself, terminally ill, blah, blah, blah. No. I ask all the health questions verbatim, and I assume the cell. That's what we call inking the app. I'm assuming the cell. I'm filling out the entire application. Now, the address of the 104 Spruce Street here in town, doesn't anyone policy mail to? Okay, great. Now, I'm filling out the application. What's your mother's maiden name? I put it on top right out, and I go through the application. That's how it is. I finish the thing. I said, now, which of these 3 plans, Ms. Brenda, best fit your needs, but most important, your budget.
Do you have anything that I can pay for 20 years? We live to be 85 and 95 and all that.
I do have a plan.
Do you got something that I can look at that I can finish paying in 20 years and own it and don't have to pay no more?
I do. I have a 20 pay that you would actually qualify for. It's only,
what's that price?
And I give, well, that's good. That's a neat one. She's 50, she got me on, but I'm on my A game because 99% of the time, if I got a 50-year-old, I'm gonna show her what? 20 pounds. But it's only $4 or $5 difference, but she found 20 years.
Well,
so,
59, I had a birthday, so
no
if
problem.
I'm 50, I know to be all right, but I'm 59.
59 is fine, anybody that's 60 and under. So that's pretty my presentation. So any questions at all?
Didn't it do good? Okay, I got it on my table, I'm gonna
Charlie, so when she,